Yo. Good afternoon or good evening. It's your boy Jay with the Ink. Back to you live with another episode of Peas in the Pod. Got my co-host back finally, y'all. You know, it's been a while since y'all heard Miss Shay Janae.
Hi.
You feel me?
And I miss it here. I ain't gonna lie. I've been missing y'all.
It's been a long time, man.
It's been a couple weeks.
Y'all got to stop bouncing. I'll be having to bounce around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like doing that. Feel me? Got my boy Yo Shy in the back, man. Yo Shy gonna be helping us out today. You feel me? Feel me? Yo, she gotta start putting some camera on this thing, man. Make this
that changes the cost.
That shit, I don't give a fuck. I like you talk to a nigga with no money or something.
We can do that.
Put the visuals out. Like, they need to see my face.
Let me know when you're ready to move it forward.
I'll be on that live looking good. Very demure right now. You know what I'm saying? Clean cut. This in your mama picture, this face right here. You know what I'm saying?
Just let us know when you're ready to move that thing forward. Move that train forward.
Today?
No, we can do it on the next episode.
Okay. I feel like you're trying my pockets or something, partner.
I'll never try your pockets. I respect you.
No, I don't respect it. What's happening, man? How everybody doing, man? Miss Shay ain't been here in
a couple weeks.
5 weeks, bro.
A couple weeks. It been a minute. This tax season. Oh God.
Oh yeah, y'all got.
Listen.
Y'all got blitz. Cause I got blitz. Soon as they say the first round of checks is gonna hit. Ooh wee. I made like, I ain't gonna say that, but in deposit money alone. That shit was smacking, boy. Real talk.
Oh, it been a little busy, but you know, I'm getting to a point now where I can kind of like, you know, get back to, you know, the shit that I like to do. You know, just being in that mode, like
brand new whip, got no keys. You
know what I'm talking about?
Clapping up from a dog. No dog ain't got there. You know what I'm saying? Yo, she supposed to have that shit on stand. Let me get that. Can I get that? This let me control like sounds and shit. Well, y'all gonna get tired of me, boy.
Exactly.
I'm gonna hit that motherfucker.
That's exactly why.
You know what I'm saying? What's happening? What's happening, man? How y'all doing today? Y'all all right? I'm live on Facebook, by the way. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Just letting y'all know.
Gonna go ahead and throw up this first question.
Okay.
First question is how does someone deal with bitter baby mamas who use their child as a pawn in the situation?
You want me to go? Or you? I mean, shit. I feel like, bro, a lot of times, though, what will really make a nigga, like, click, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, what set the nigga off, that respect thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's all niggas ask for sometimes. So once they throw that respect out the door, it kind of, you know what I'm saying? But only way I know to deal with that shit, bro, just let them have it. It's just simple as that, bro. You're going to disturb your own peace trying to get your point across to certain people, bro. So it just be like, that shit don't even be worth it.
Okay. That's kind of where I was headed with my response. Like, in my opinion, like, you don't have to deal with anything that you don't want to deal with. And it's literally just that simple. Mm-hmm. It do require a little bit of effort. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have to go out your way to avoid certain shit. But, you know, sometimes it do require that. And, you know.
That shit just be weird, though, man. Because, like, I don't feel like, y'all should be making, like, situations harder than what it is. Not saying everybody got the best baby daddy. I say everybody got the best baby mama, but y'all do need to come to, like, some common ground, though. You feel me? Like,
I think that's just difficult when you're talking about people who got feelings involved. Because sometimes it's usually one, like, the split, to some degree, might not even be amicable.
Yeah.
Right? So there's always bitter feelings left over from, like, residual feelings from the relationship. And so you end up with a person who's over it. But then you end up with somebody who is, and I think to say bitter baby mama in a certain aspect, sometimes the bitterness is held with the fact that they're left with not only, you know, they're not only not long no longer with you, but they have a constant to look at a constant reminder of you every
first question, P and Yoshi.
There's a you said, oh, you pinned it?
No, I'm saying I was telling them the
first. Oh, okay, yeah, that's the first question. Like the reality of the situation is they have to look at this child who is a representation of you, a constant daily reminder of you. So if they still in their feelings and they still feel a way, then they wake up every morning and it's mama, 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 and it's just, and 9 times out of 10, if you dislike the daddy, that baby look just like the daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Just like me, boy.
So, I mean, you end up with that and you add that on top of feelings that ain't been dealt with, the lack of mourning the relationship, and you got all of that stuff going. That's a recipe for disaster for most people. And that's why some people can't co-parent.
The best thing each party can do is to let that hurt go.
And stop fucking.
Like, you're affecting your children. Like, because you're harboring feelings about certain situations, you affect your kids. You think they don't see it, but pay attention to your kids. They'll show you your behaviors.
I swear to God.
They'll show you that shit. They'll put that shit in your face. Pay attention to your kids. And 100%. That right there should help you, you know, just make better decisions when it comes to dealing with other people, regardless of the relationship. Make better decisions. It really does just that simple. As at this big grown age, it's really just that.
Just watch who used to give dick in, man.
That too. It starts there.
I swear to God, boy, because... Not saying you could tell, you know, because people change, you know what I'm saying? Feelings change, people change, but, bro, just.
And I'm going to say something super controversial. You knew he didn't want that baby when you became pregnant.
Ooh, they don't want to talk about that, bro.
You knew. That man told you, I don't want this child.
They don't want to talk about that, bro.
Can you please get him? Now, it's against your belief to do so.
That's a double-edged sword, bro, because it, like, then motherfuckers be there sitting there and hit you with, oh, well.
You knew what it took to make a baby.
Bitch, you did too. Both of us did. When we laid down the other night, ain't neither one of us thought about that baby shit.
Okay, so why when we get up, why now it's the issue? Like,
because
for one, a nigga like me.
I'm not talking about the making of the baby. I'm talking about the, we hear, you told him, you, and so he told you how he felt about it, right? You decided upon yourself because he told you how he felt about it. And if we're supposed to be the parents, we should discuss what we think is best, correct?
Right.
What we think is the right course of action, right?
Right.
But that's not right. Because in every situation I've been in, my question is, what do you want to do? Because at the end of the day, it's your body. It's your decision.
That should be some bullshit.
Because at the end of the day, no matter what I say, it's still your decision.
Real talk, because a motherfucker be.
It's still your decision. What's my man in the NBA?
I don't know. To me, that sounds like a trauma response.
Edwards, and went off for 45 last night. Anthony Edwards told that girl and paid her the money. There's 200 grand. Go ahead. Get rid of the baby. I don't want nothing to do with you. I want nothing to do with the child. She went ahead, had the baby anyway. Then after gave it 200 grand.
Then she did slick shit, like had the baby in California. Like, that's the highest paid. So I kinda, you know what I'm saying? That's the highest paid child.
So then, guess what he did?
I'm going to just pay this shit off.
I'm going to pay you off the 18 years worth of child support right now.
Because that baby wasn't made out of love, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, it wasn't.
So, since it's financial gain in it, shit, bitch, you keep it. And here.
Here you go.
Not saying everybody, like, not saying he wrong.
Not saying he right.
Right.
Not saying he wrong or right.
But at the same time, like, niggas don't never know what they're doing in them shoes because... Bro, being for real, a nigga could tell you he want the baby, and you could be like, you know, he ain't gonna be no good baby daddy or whatever the case may be, and you get rid of that baby on yourself, and that nigga want that baby, bro, it's still a double-edged sword.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, cause it plenty of situations like that too. Motherfuckers think about hot girl summers, this, that, the third. You know what I'm saying? They ain't want to settle on, but especially right now,
hey, everybody,
boy, you gonna pay that.
Hey, everybody can't wait for sundress season. And then it hit. Now the next thing you know,
boy, sundress season get you fucked. What? Sundress season get you fucked up. Wow, Jesus Christ.
I don't know
what it is about that material they put in that motherfucker. I don't know what material. That polyester. That polyester do something, boy. Jesus. Boy, I can't take it.
That thing be flapping and swaying.
Gee, boy, I'm talking about
jiggling and wiggling.
Woo-wee, boy. What fucking goddamn mop water in that motherfucker.
Oh, my God, y'all.
Like, Jesus, girl. You goddamn swanking that motherfucker, ain't you?
Hey, it's undress season, boy. It's my favorite time of year. It's my favorite time of year. No, I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Had to bring that up.
Hey, man, as a man, you know. And see, I'm the type of nigga, bro, I could just appreciate. I ain't got to touch you.
Yep.
Motherfucker, like, oh, you look nice. You look very nice. Just keep that shit cute, though. You know what I'm saying? But what the next question was?
Posting it now.
Uh-oh. Y'all should be on it, man.
Next question. How do you protect your peace while dating or being in a relationship?
Hoo-wee. Rule number one, don't go through that phone. That's just rule number one.
I just think if you have the urge to go through somebody's phone, you already know what you about to find.
But see, listen though. You already know. People be on some shit like, it's too good to be true. Something got to be going on. I got to see. But
no, a woman tell you, am I womanly intuition?
Fuck the women. Because women gonna do what they do regardless. Y'all niggas. Y'all niggas better stab that girl phone, boy.
Dudes be going through people's phone for
what? Why the hell a nigga text me? I know it ain't this girl texting me. Well, I just text back, just stay out her phone, bro.
Yo, I had a homeboy. A girl text him out the blue. He didn't respond. He didn't respond.
Right.
Like the next day, a girl, her boyfriend or her husband called him. He's like, hey man. He's like, yeah, I see you didn't respond. He was like, yeah, I know. So why you calling me? I didn't respond. You see, I ain't text her ever. So why you even calling me? Well, I seen it in her phone. Why? What?
Bro, them niggas
going through people's
niggas phone? Niggas be insecure. I'm going to tell y'all doggy ass something right now, but don't be texting me about no motherfucking girl. I just want her to get a tattoo, bro. That's all I want. All this extra shit about women, this, that, and the third, what you will go out. Boy, I promise you, I ain't seen a woman yet or had a piece of ass yet that make me want to hurt her for talking to another nigga.
None.
For one,
not
you
one.
Can't stop her from doing what she want to do regardless, not one. Nigga. I don't care how gangster you get. I don't care how much you feel like you the roughest, toughest, quickest drawing gun in the South. Whatever your case may be, nigga, it ain't that serious.
But I'm going to tell you what it is. Like you said last week, so many niggas just started getting it.
Bro, but, and then at the same time.
Some niggas, they just started getting girls.
You got a bad bitch. You got a fine ass woman. Nigga, she gonna attract eyes.
Just live.
Right, nigga? Like,
just live.
What you gonna do? You gonna beat up every nigga that look at your bitch? You gonna be dumb as fuck.
All day, every day. And she gonna leave you.
And what about the nigga she not telling you about, dumbass? You know what I'm saying? Like.
Because if you insecure like that, I can promise you there's somebody giving her security, bro, that you're not.
I'm telling you, bro, like, me personally, I just can't do it, bro. I just let a woman do what she want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing about a woman, bro, they'll show you whether or not they care about you or not. Because, like, it be simple shit that they do. Rather, it be cleaning up. I don't give a fuck, babe. I come to bring you something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be,
washing clothes for no reason.
I'm telling you, brother, women show you that they care. You feel me? Like, y'all niggas be out this bitch trying to choke a bitch to care about you? Bro, that shit don't be working like that. That girl, she don't care. She don't care, nigga. Like, all these girls walk around here, bro. You could just go get another one.
Yeah.
That's it. Bro, there's so many women on this earth compared to men.
Women outnumber men.
Come on,
it's like
bro.
4-1 or something like that is the number.
This my fish. Y'all bitch ass niggas, boy. I don't care about all the fish in the sea. This my fish. Yo, bitch ass. You big stupid ass. Nigga, you wouldn't even go this hard about your funky ass mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you out there, boy, listen, boy. Hey, listen, if you get a bad bitch and she got to stop being a bad bitch when she get with you, you don't deserve a bad bitch, bro. That's simple math. You know what I'm saying? I want you to be looking at my shoulder. God damn, I did good, nigga. You can't tap it, though.
What? How do you feel about that, Shay? Like, if you with a dude who, like, he's, like, overprotective to the sense where it comes off as insecure about you. Because to me, I don't believe, and I'm not a woman, don't claim to be one. I just date him. But I would believe that you would want a man that's secure in himself, who's happy to see you dressed the way, whatever, however you feel comfortable dressing. Hey, yo, y'all looking at her? She mine. I got that.
I'm telling you. You know,
I'm happy. I'm happy.
I couldn't date a person that want me to change, like,
okay,
you know, how I want. Like, I ain't going, we ain't even going to start it like that because, you know, I'm my own person. I'm my own mind. When I'm ready to change up something about what I'm doing, I'll do that. And it's like, it got, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. When somebody's trying to, like, tell you how to do you, how to, you know what I'm saying? Talking about what you wearing and shit like that, that's a little too much for me in a relationship. Yeah, I ain't gonna fuck with it.
Y'all niggas be insecure as hell, but I swear to God, because, bruh, if your girl got a fat ass, you gonna make her waste shit the way she don't show her fat ass? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, Titus said, why you starting to look lighter than me? You getting facials now. What's the secret?
Bro, Shane just said something about my, you know what I'm saying? What I'm doing is what the secret is, right? What the secret is, right? I've been drinking water and minding my motherfucking business. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been drinking water and minding my goddamn business. Whatever ain't concerning with the ink, it ain't concerning me, bro. I'm not stressing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can't control it, I can't control it. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, five a blunt on your ass. Let that shit rock out, man. Y'all ain't been seeing me on the scenes like how I used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got no one to fall back.
Yeah.
But that's a fact, though. I'm going to tell you, listen, boy, y'all boys better stop being insecure, because what you realize, what you not realizing what you're doing is you pushing your girl away.
100.
Point blank period, bro. You want to keep going through her phone. You want to address every nigga that like her picture, bro. You going through cash apps, all this shit, brother. If it ain't your bitch, it ain't your bitch. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't your, it don't get much more simpler than that, bro. I don't give a fuck how much you put your hands on that woman. Then guess what? Boy, you could be one of these niggas who, I seen a couple of y'all tender dick ass niggas sharing some shit like, oh, I'm chicken tender about my bitch. I'm the nigga that'll kill you by my bitch. Guess what you gonna do? You gonna kill that girl by the nigga?
And go to jail.
Go to jail, drop nut on the floor for the rest of your life, and guess what she gonna be out here doing? Getting power slammed to that bed, but soon as your ass get that filthy, soon as you get that filthy, because you ain't want nobody else touching that coochie, gonna be all type of hands on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you can't control that shit. But I ain't had no piece of pussy yet. But I ain't gonna lie, the last little crazy situation I got into, we ain't gonna get into it. I had to tell her, shawty, the coochie you gave him, you ain't gave me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want some. Cause why he acting like that? What got that man acting all crazy like that the way he wanna hurt you and me? Word, bro. Yeah. That real talk. Like, yeah, I'm not. Mm-mm. I ain't had a piece of pussy yet, made me want to act like that. And promise to God, because if I find out you talking to another nigga, bitch, you just saved me some money, for one. That's just me, you know what I'm saying? For one, we just saved some money. For two, if I done gave you all I can give you, and that shit ain't enough, oh, baby, we got a whole nother, you know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing I can do.
Hey, Mondari said they be ready to kill about that use up poop.
Right, like, God damn. Like,
that used up poop noob.
Nah, because look, bro, niggas be suckers. Niggas be suckers. Niggas ain't used to grabbing on no big ass. This be niggas' first big ass. This be niggas' first flat stomach. This be niggas' first fine shit. So you know what? Out of all the fish in the sea, this my fish. Can't nobody else have my fish. Well, you better let that girl go, boy. Because I clear to God, she's still getting fucked, bro. She just getting fucked by the nigga who can be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what you came up with. I thought you was gonna say
something profound.
No, I'm saying like, if you in that situation, like if you can't, if your girl already getting flipped, nigga, it ain't nothing you can do.
Oh, if she already doing it, but not right. To say every girl is already doing it. Okay,
For sure. I had to get out of that.
But the first thing is, are you carrying your, are you, because here's my thing. I think the way you gotta evaluate every situation. Are you carrying yourself in a way in which she should not need or want or desire to have anything else?
No. Let me have these niggas' problems.
Exactly. So now, if you are not doing that, if you're not acting and doing what you're supposed to do, And then she out there doing what she's supposed to do because you ain't taking care of home like you supposed to. What you expect to happen? So now, guess what you got to do? Now you got to be out or be a sucker. One of the two.
Them niggas be suckers, bro.
Because she fine, you going to stay and be a sucker? Miss me with that. You can miss me with that.
Because I don't know about you.
I'm out, son.
I just feel like I can get another one.
4-1, man. 4-1. Matter of fact, for sure. I'm about to Google that shit.
I just feel like I can get another one, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she wants you, bro, best believe she can have you. I'm not coming. I'm not trying to fight, bro. I'm not trying to have no pissing contest about who got the most money. I'm not trying to, like, I don't give a fuck what y'all do, nigga. Just don't bring me that shit. He told me I better be poly. Yeah, them bitches cheat, too. I don't give a fuck what you do, bro. A motherfucker might cheat, bro. And that's just the way life go, bro. But I done learned how to, like, kind of love with an open heart and kind of, like, not expect nothing out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if some bullshit come out of it, then some bullshit just came out of it, bro. You feel me? But as far as, like, just overthinking myself out of situations, bro, I kind of done chilled on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it ain't, it ain't.
That's good. I think a lot of men do that. I think that's, like, really common with guys, I think.
Yeah, because that shit be traumatizing. Like, if you really been single and you done been, like kind of, like, attracting women, you kind of just seen, like, every shape of a woman. All, not saying every shape, but almost every shape of a woman. The cheaters, the real good cheaters. You know what I'm saying? Like, then you ran across women who just don't give a fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, bro, it just be, that shit kind of trauma, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then a lot of y'all be having some kind of, like, a pattern. You know what I'm saying? So, that shit a trigger, nigga, especially me. Well, let that pattern get out of whack. Oh, boy, please. Something going on. That's something going on, boy. I can't shake it.
Titus said you better be poly.
No, I can't do the poly shit. I'm not even gonna hold you. That unk roll right there. Unk, I'll let you handle that. I stay on my side of the fence. Cause I can't handle two of them. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
nah. I can't.
Cause if I got two and one piss me off, bitch, you getting isolated. You know what I'm saying? So,
you go to that side of the house.
I swear to God, like.
Like, you don't come out your room at all.
Yeah, we, like.
Yeah, you on timeout. Put her in the corner with her nose on the wall.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, shit, bro. I can. Don't put me in those situations, bro. That's why I be telling the motherfucker acting like, oh, I want a man to pay all the bills. Bitch, you gonna listen to me. You is gonna listen to me.
Oh, God.
You gonna listen, though. And I'm talking about not a little bit, a lot. If you hear me, like, 98th percentile of the time. You should be able to see, like, oh, I know my man need this. I know my man gonna want this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and ain't nothing wrong with that. Long as the nigga is a good nigga, but niggas do not be good niggas. We're not gonna be nothing about the niggas that I deal with. It's not
no,
that.
You're making an absolute. See, that's what. I don't think that we can make absolute statements because even I can't make an absolute statement about women.
You know how many absolute statements y'all made
let me get on somebody right quick. Who is Culture Hazleton? She say yes because
women is doing what men been doing for years.
Okay.
Just some women is better at the game than men were.
I'm about to get on your ass. See, because y'all be the reason why the STD rate so fucking high now. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause you trying to do what the hell a man do. What be the point of that? I'ma do this nigga how he do me. I'ma do her how she do me. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that nigga. Just get the fuck on.
That's the thing. Just go. Like,
right? What kind of lesson are you gonna teach me by cheating on me? Cause now I just wanna put some blood in your mouth. I really just wanna slap the fire fuck out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you ain't teaching me no lesson. Get the fuck on. Get out my shit. Get out our shit. Let's guide each other's space. That's gonna teach me a bigger lesson than you putting the dick inside of you.
Yeah. Like, that's gonna the bigger teach lesson.
You
I'm
cutting
out.
Off your access to me.
Or my access to you.
Come on.
Yeah. And that's it.
Now my life out of whack. Now I really see what I miss. Bitch, I'm not giving a fuck about you giving up that pussy. Give it up. Then they be thinking, Bitch, you put listen, but pussy don't keep it real, nigga. No, I'm gonna tell you that off the rip, cause
true.
But it really about how you treat me. So, bitch, I wasn't even worried about that nasty ass rump anyway. I'm just here because of how you treat me. So, so I'm just saying, like, you think motherfuckers be thinking they coochie just be. Then guess what you gonna go? Then this what be so crazy about women, right? Women be swearing up a dog or this cheating ass nigga. Y'all always leave that nigga go get another cheating ass nigga. you wasn't able to spot your husband yet. You still getting another cheater.
Oh no, Jay, I got one better for you. They leave you for the nigga they cheating with.
Oh Jesus.
Not knowing that he sees you as a cheater. So he gonna treat you as a cheater because he was cheating with you on somebody else.
Nah.
Mm. Ain't that something? You hey, what happened to I don't know if you watched the shot, but old girl on the shot
ain't
tried
gonna
to
lie, y'all ate.
Huh?
I said I ain't gonna lie, y'all ate.
Listen, cuz ooh. What you like, so I ain't gonna lie. Like, what you think like a nigga thought process be if I find out that you cheating? Especially a nigga like me. Because say like you cheating and I know this nigga business. Bitch, this nigga a poor ass, this ain't gonna take care of his kids or nothing. He just look good on Facebook to you. And he be slapping the shit out of these hoes. You just don't know it yet. You know what I'm saying? I'ma let you experience that. I'ma go ahead and let you think with the grass green on the other side of that with his little cute ass. You know what I'm saying? Like his little drug dealing goddamn model ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have his ass. Fuck you talking about, but I ain't about to be out there be acting a fool about y'all women, but hey, fuck that. Fuck that. Cause ain't nobody going. First of all, you might act a fool about me. I ain't gonna say that. But that shit ain't gonna be worth it though. Take a shot, twin. We're shotting up. Yeah. She to my son, now dog. That'd be y'all favorite excuse right there when somebody got something to say about women in general. Oh, it ain't all love. It's
no,
be
I ain't
all
even
niggas.
Say that shit. See, I know right. They hate when we say that.
Nah, but I mean, that was the truth though. Like, you can't treat, like sometimes they be treating the side dude like, and then you break up with yours because the side dude been treating you good, but that's part-time. I think he ain't have a full. He wasn't a full time nigga.
He ain't had to deal with you full time.
He had to deal with full time ass.
Fall back for you like I fall back for you. Yeah. Bitch, I just don't want to talk to you for a couple hours. That don't mean I want
to
stop
be
dealing
real,
with you.
Once that nigga know you left your nigga, he really about to leave he your really ass.
Because really, you was just a slide through. Like,
he that nigga know you single. Like
my buddy told Emmett, "Bad mama." That girl said, "I'm gonna leave Emmett. What you gonna do?"
On the show,
crush your shit. What you gonna leave the man for?
And she looked at him like, nigga. "Don't come here." He told her, "Don't come over here."
Yeah, niggas like really I ain't got like shit for you over here. It's crazy.
Cause like I don't think like that shit called PNC, post nut clarity. You feel me? Like I'm telling you, boy. After a nigga being dealt with a girl or whatever the case may be, that's when you really find out who you want to keep around. Anyway, I might bust a nut and. Okay, like, what you still doing here?
That PNC, boy.
I don't even want you. You ain't got to touch me no more. Oh, come here. Hey, don't come here, bitch. Go. Go home. You
but
know what I'm saying?
Though,
like,
why do you have to fuck a girl to men, get to that
just,
point?
That's just
like,
men, though. That just
you
men.
You can't reach that point, like...
No.
Beforehand?
Is there... Yeah, no. You can't reach that point before. No. Like...
No, sometimes... Like, sometimes I think so it's just... Sometimes I think it's just...
Because that's giving fucking every girl you meet. Like,
nah,
fucking.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I think he's talking more so with a person that you've been, like a person that you deal with, right? Like, there's some people that you can deal with their shit because they going.
I ain't fucking every girl I meet.
Nah, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm not fucking every girl you meet. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got.
So if you don't fuck her,
dealing,
how you
if you're dealing,
no, how saying, you know? Like,
no, I'm saying, if you're dealing. If I think it's from a case of right,
just
if you're dealing with somebody.
Right, just off your personality alone.
If you're dealing with somebody, like, sometimes we'll put up with a little bit of shit, like a little bit of your nonsense. But
just
if it's
fuck,
like. No, not just to fuck. Like, if we already fuck, I'm talking about we already.
That'd be a nigga.
We already
that's
doing
the only
it.
Thing a nigga like, wanna
I'm
do though?
Oh, no, I'm asking. No. I'm trying to see.
I'm saying, no.
I'm learning. Y'all teaching
no,
me something.
What I'm saying is, it's. Oh, I'm saying we've already passed the we already fucking stage.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we already
some,
got there.
Right. It'd be some niggas, right? That fucking shit, the only thing that be is like, you submitting a little bit. In my mind, that's what that shit is. Like, it ain't got to be you. on hand and knee, back and whatever, you know what I'm saying? You gave your body to me. All right, you submissive a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we going to get to that point. Now I can really unlock you because I didn't, now I'm mentally and physically in tune with you. You feel what I'm saying? So, bruh, like, it just be some people you know that you ain't, that ain't what you want to do. Like, bitch, I ain't want to get to know you. I really don't care. I just want to bend your ass over. Like, don't act like y'all don't get like that too.
No, but then, and then that PNC, when you get, he's like, I really don't like her. I really didn't
look, I'm always on point, man. You know what I'm saying?
I really wish I would have thought about this before I did this, because she's annoying.
Annoying as fuck. Like, boy, listen. Motherfuckers be there think they gave you the best pussy in the world. Bitch, you ain't do shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just...
Yeah. What Snoop said? Snoop said, you think you got the bomb because I rolled you a joint?
We just hit a little move right quick. You know what I'm saying? We ended up a twirl out of heels, baby. That don't mean, this ain't high school no more. I hate bitches who think this pussy come with high school shit. Like, my heart and my pussy. Bitch, you need to put that shit somewhere else.
In your pocket or something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, girl.
Ain't nobody saying that.
Girl, it'd be grown people saying that.
Ain't nobody saying no shit it'd like
be
that.
Grown people saying that. My heart and my pussy. Or you just can't be fucking me like that and expect me not to catch feelings. Well, like, boy, y'all bitch be so like.
I've heard that.
A lot. Fuck you talking about. Like, bitch, a nigga throwing some dick in you make you catch feelings, not how I treat you. Just be thrusting up against your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, go ahead, girl. Like, bro, that shit don't be mattering to me. Like, real talk, bro. Like, bro, if I'm with somebody, it's not about pussy. It's not about no pussy. If I'm literally with you, pussy just be pussy, bitch. Me and you can go a couple days damn near a week without no sex. And I want one of y'all niggas to get on here and act like, oh, I can't go this long without sex. That's because you just start fucking, nigga.
Exactly.
You just start fucking. You don't know how to sit your dumb ass down, nigga. I done had to go to the prison. I ain't got no boy pussy back that bitch. 3 years, no pussy, nigga, to put in that bitch in my hand. You know what I'm saying? So, well, you better learn how to control that motherfucker.
Titus said, if you do what I do, I'm going to stand on it. But the women I have met ain't gonna stand on it. They're gonna try to lie and try to take it to the grave. They ain't accountable because they done fucked off on some motherfucker they ashamed of in the first place.
Yeah. You done gave that dumb ass, you done gave that broke ass nigga some pussy.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Not saying money is everything, but the damn show a lot. And that's how I judge people.
That shit do help.
Real talk. I just, and they don't just be broke niggas. Them niggas who just start running into some motion and extra horny too. I see them niggas in every bitch light. Like, I'm talking, nigga, you might be scrolling, see a bitch just post a picture. I don't know about this one, but so and so done heart this one. And I done seen him heart a couple of these shits back to back. So I know he on it. I know this nigga. I sure ain't about to question nobody about who they dealing with. So I'ma just assume. Market office is not for me. And I keep that shit moving to him like, word. Motherfuckers learned a lot by the person they just learned to keep their pants. So I'm telling you, could get what? Well, listen, bud. And listen, take sex out the equation of a lot of shit that you're dealing with, bro. And watch how much clarity you get in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, real life, try to get to know shawty. That shawty that you really wanted for a long time, fuck trying to fuck her right quick. Because you going to get some pussy, bro. This the game. This the game, nigga. This the game, niggas. And I'm a tell y'all some shit. Because y'all niggas be having the game. Maybe y'all ain't had no Larry James in y'all life. But for one, bro, you shouldn't even be trying to date no woman if you ain't financially stable. Not saying financially stable, but some type of motion, period.
You can't afford it. Can't afford a date. Stay home.
You going to start feeling like you're not doing enough. If you only can do this, on certain type of weeks, bro, you're not going to feel like you're doing enough. Then you're going to feel like you're in competition with every nigga. Especially if you got a baddie. Oh, then you're going to want to start going through her shit. Because you can't do enough. Boom, that one. Two, nigga, be mentally stable too. Because, bro, if you go deal with somebody, bro, and you can't get peace at night knowing that they doing what the fuck they supposed to do, then nigga don't deal with them. That's just me. You know what I'm saying, bro? I'm not going through that shit, boy. If I feel the urge, I need to ride by her shit. And knock on her door. Mm-hmm. I need to blow up her phone. She already blocked your ass. You hitting star 67 and calling 30 times back to back. Nigga, that ain't gonna get your bitch back. Go send that girl some edible arrangements or something. Pop up with her job with some flowers if you really want your bitch back. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we grown now, nigga. Y'all niggas be thinking y'all got the biggest dick in the world, and that's all you get. But she gonna go fuck shrimp dick with the motion. Hey. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you tear her guts up. Love, nigga, we ain't gonna fuck about that.
Shrimp dick assassin, isn't
it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what he...
The shrimp dick assassin over there, yeah, though, on the side of me, be like,
in the building.
She locked that coochie bumper, though.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, listen, bro, that real shit. You know what I'm saying? That just real shit, bro. Like, bro, me personally, bro, I don't want no bitch nigga that just gonna come over here and give me some pussy. That just me. Damn, you don't want a burger? A 4 for 4, some chili.
4 for 4, man.
Some Wendy's chilies. Some Wendy's chilies. Something, a baked potato. You just want to come over and give me some pussy? Nah, bitch, you trying to set me up. Or you trying to give me something. That is how my mind operates. You know what I'm saying? Like, god damn, boy, you don't, what, listen. All right. And then, another thing, nigga, y'all niggas better stop being suckers out this bitch just because you got some money. You better start trying to get you a bitch with some money. Because a girl got to have a car, house, and car. At least two out of three.
No.
Car, house, and money, and job, slash job, career.
No,
or
car,
whatever.
House, job. Like she need to have all three.
Word.
Like, I, no, no,
and
no.
And if
no.
you, it, listen, gotcha. I understand how life
That's
goes.
That's the prerequisite.
I understand how life goes. So if you ain't got no house, you better have some money saved up. You know what I'm saying?
You should, I'm not dating nobody who got a roommate.
I want more than six. That's six. Man, listen, let me tell y'all women something. Because that should be like a tender balance with y'all, right? Because if you making me wait on some pussy that ain't worth waiting on, baby, I say this every episode, you're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm about to show you who the real fucking Dirty Dan is around this bitch.
Not Dirty Dan.
No cap, bro, because what you mean? Like, damn, bitch, I done goddamn took you out on all these dates and you scooting the chair. You supposed to be around this motherfucker slamming this shit on me like a bag of ice. I done got hot in this bitch.
Hey, the shit, you can't blame me.
Bro, I'll be blaming you all. I'm a buy a motherfucking fan.
It's cold as fuck in here. I don't know what you're doing.
You ain't sipping enough Julio, nigga.
Shit, that is, and that's my fault.
Yeah,
that ain't my fault.
You ain't on enough Julio right now.
That ain't my fault.
I'm on that. Talking shit right now, you feel me? But listen though, I be trying to give y'all niggas free game. Cause a lot of y'all niggas be having this shit fuck up. Y'all be wanting to talk shit about the next man. Oh, you know that nigga really ain't, he ain't really doing that shit like that for real. Cause I used to talk to his, you know what I'm saying, woo, 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 woo. Man, fuck all that bitch ass shit, nigga. Now you gonna make her come give us a pussy for sure. Cause you sit here talk about that nigga. Now she curious.
Yep.
Real talk. Y'all niggas don't even be wanting to court a girl no more.
I ain't know.
Damn, let me take you out there.
What you say?
I ain't know people still do
shit,
that.
Shit, but still do what?
Them niggas be grown as fuck still doing that shit.
Talk about people, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't know people still do that.
Talk about people what?
Just like pillow talk and stuff like that. Talking about what the next person got going on. Like,
oh, shit.
That shit ain't never gonna stop.
Nope.
No. What word are you
saying? Titus said it the best way. Stop being accessible.
Hey.
When you too accessible, just don't be accessible.
That's a fact, bro. That's a fact.
Period. Like, at the end of the day. Like, I think somebody told me something. I think I was like, I'm private. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you.
Ooh!
I'm private.
Hey, give me that bottle.
Hey, let me tell y'all private motherfuckers something, boy.
I'm private, nigga.
That private shit get you cheated on.
I don't give a
that
fuck.
That private shit get you some just in case shit. I got to cheat just in case.
Just in case
I got
what?
To have something backed up. Man, this.
Well, then you got to go.
Motherfuckers who be private at this day.
What you considering private? What are y'all considering private? Like,
no, me, I just don't.
Bitch, if I'm talking to you and you only talking to me supposed to be, you better let it be known. You better
know.
Like,
No. What I mean by private is, I'm not going to be all on social media with anything I got going on.
Man, you trying to cheat too.
How is that trying to cheat too?
You trying to fuck, bitch. You don't want people to know what you got going on. You don't want nobody to ask you, oh, ain't you got a girlfriend?
No, because I've had the opposite side of it when I wasn't doing shit and I was very, posting pictures of me and my girl. And all of a sudden, her inbox is jumping off with people who are lying or sending all kind of wild shit. And literally on the reel, not doing nothing. So I took it then. And then not only that, in some of the things that I do, I have to be private.
Yeah, fuck that. Bitch, you better post me.
I think people confuse privacy and secrecy.
And secrecy, yes. It's right. It's two different things. I'm not being like, secretive because you can see me out on a date or whatever, wherever I'm at. I'm just not living my life on social media. That's what privacy is to me.
Right.
Yeah, that's what privacy is. I ain't gonna lie. It's from a woman and a girl, nigga, especially when she run across a real man that ain't on that social media shit. Cause bitch, you mean to tell me this what you doing? You mean to tell me you just so fine and so dandy when you get to post to yourself, you telling 100 niggas no, you got the nigga?
No.
Just for me though. But don't nobody know not to come at you like this because you're so fucking private.
But JJ, what I'm talking about with me, my privacy is, I don't post pictures of myself. I post, like, if somebody took a picture.
You ugly, nigga.
I could be ugly, but I don't give a fuck. I don't live my life on, but I don't do, like, outside of my business and stuff I got going on, like, as far as business, professionally, I don't really post nothing on my, you could go back and track my social media.
I'll be putting that shit on. I'll be posting that shit.
You go ahead and track my shit. Like, I just don't.
I'll be posting that shit.
So, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So, it's nothing new if you coming into my life. And we dating, you don't see no, you can go back years. 8 years is the last time you see me posted a picture of me with somebody. 8-9 years, last time.
Yeah, bro, I mean.
So I'm just saying, like, I don't live my life publicly.
Well, you might be fit, you might be fit for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't saying live your life publicly, because I'm saying, like, every argument shouldn't go on Facebook. That's not what the nigga saying, but. But you do need to, and that's part of being in a relationship. I don't give a fuck. You think a nigga out here paying for every date, doing all this, that, and the third for you just to not be appreciated? Because I know a nigga like me ain't. Especially if I'm just doing it for you. Bitch, I want to be appreciated. That's just what that is. I don't.
But
like,
appreciation, does appreciation. Do man, you need, bro. People sometimes mistake appreciation with validation. I don't need to be validated. I know what I'm doing for you. I know what our relationship got going on. I don't need validation from the public. Yeah. Appreciation is you being with, like, I know no matter what you post, you here.
And guess what? I know some motherfuckers like that. They get fucked every Saturday.
That's them. And if that's the case, I'm out.
Okay, then, nigga. That's what I'm saying. I'm out. I ain't leaving that. I ain't leaving no girl, no room to not make me feel appreciated all this shit I do out here. I don't give a fuck. What a motherfucker talking about? What motherfucker would want to post a nigga like me? Damn, you ain't want to throw an emoji over a nigga face? You just freestyling. You just taking it day by day.
I just don't.
Bitch, please.
I don't think.
You got me fucked up.
Titus said acknowledging me is not validation. Yes, right. You can. I'm not saying that when you see me out, I'm pushing you to the side. I'm not saying. You could post me if you want. For me, I don't have my social media set up like that. I just feel like my life is private. You know what I'm saying?
Yoshi.
So if you want to do whatever you want to do, that's on you.
Yoshi, I keep telling you, bro.
And I even tell a person that I'm with, like, don't post me. I don't want you to post me.
Right, post me and brag. Listen,
I don't want, what do I
understood.
Need to,
what
do you
I don't
need
even
to
post,
brag for?
You don't even post your fucking self, nigga, so it's
exactly,
not that. Okay, so
exactly.
You're not in this category.
Okay, then,
this ain't what we talk about. I'm talking about a nigga like me. Bitch, you going to post me? You going to do something? Or guess what I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
Okay, find out. Stir the pot. You feel what I'm saying? Like, all that private. I don't buy one no. Well, that's a bitch acting like a nigga to me. What you mean you private? What you mean you private? What is private? What you mean you don't want people in your business?
I don't
bitch,
want people
you,
in my business.
If you,
what
if
you,
you
mean?
Post me and hoes want to give me some pussy, bitch, I already look how I look anyway. Hoes want to give me some pussy anyway. It don't matter if I'm your nigga.
Or not.
I'm going to get more pussy because I'm your nigga.
All right, then.
Bitch,
so then,
please.
So then,
like,
what does
you
it
sound
matter?
Crazy.
No,
well,
y'all know that do be factual, though.
Man, that
like,
shit don't be factual
so what does
at
it matter?
All. Because yeah. Nigga been outside getting it anyway. I don't need you to post me to get more pussy. That's the dumbest shit in the world for you to fucking say. Oh, if I post you,
it's
going to be
need,
bitches want to fuck you
do be
because
like
you
that,
my
though.
Man. Bitch, who are you? Who the fuck is you?
What you
y'all
mean?
Stop but, acting like Beyonce out this bitch. Oh, I don't want to post my nigga. I don't want to post my baby. But nobody worry about y'all.
Did somebody say that to you? Jay, somebody like, said that to you?
No, I'm just saying like.
Somebody said that to you?
The
like,
fuck? But if a hoe said that to me, guess what? She ain't mine, twin. And guess oh now God. You got the chance out of. You know what I'm saying? That was going with me. It real strict over here. Word. That just come with dealing with me. I don't give a fuck. Right. I'm spoiled. You mean to tell me you don't pay for no dates? A nigga come through on every man shit you need him to jump
uh-huh.
a car batteries.
Uh-huh.
Do whatever.
Exactly.
We live in a social media world. And you get the post and you...
But I think that's the problem with dating, though, okay. is that we live in a social media world.
Okay, well, I mean, you can either get with it, get cheated on, or get lost.
And I have said, and if I said, and I have said before, if you cheat, I'm out.
Right.
Doesn't fucking matter. You go, and...
But that
and I live off of, and grandma told me this shit when I was 16. If a bitch gonna leave, she was gonna leave. The question was how long she was gonna stay. Mm. And that's it. No matter what the fuck you was gonna do. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, it don't matter whether you post me or fucking not. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and you still do what you do, you still feel like you gotta get out there and listen, do whatever you do, like you ain't the one for me.
All the situations that I done been in where I told bitches not to post me, bro, I just was still fucking. That just what that was. I ain't wanna lose my hoes. I got another hoe that I'm very interested in. I don't want you to post me.
Neek said, what's the topic? Hey, we done went all over the place. There's no reference point right now. Like we
feel me, like
we started in the worst place. We go.
We really talking shit about how y'all motherfuckers be wanting to be in secret relationship. Oh, we got
secret
to,
is different.
We got to be in a relationship for
True. I agree with you, Titus. What? If she gonna cheat, she gonna cheat. Nothing you gonna do.
No, we just
been
trying to make sure that y'all is who y'all say y'all is.
How long
before,
it take people to know that?
Before I mean it's,
on what? On like how do you figure
it's a
out?
Corner though, no?
Oh, I need the corner.
Come on, go get that.
No, I'm saying on what, Shay?
So like everything has a process. Every person has a process. Every person should be growing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the more you go through your process, the more you grow, the more you learn. So only a person can tell you what their measure of a good nigga is. Only, you know, and she's only going to tell you that based off experience. She's going to think about, you know, things that she seen as a child and try to put that with what she, you know what I'm saying? People got their own measure of what a good nigga is, but we just be trying to make sure that, because niggas like to pop shit. Niggas are boastful these days. Niggas get on the internet and be saying all kind of shit, and not just on the internet, but niggas are very boastful, and so most niggas feel like if it's a attractive woman, like if the bitch done up, like the nigga feel like he's gonna have to approach her in a certain type of way.
That's a fact.
They're going to look at a girl and assume what her interests are, and they're going to say, okay, I can treat you like this, or I can take you this place, or niggas do that. And so we just be trying to, okay, well, let me see if this man like me, because he introduced this to me. He proposed this to me. He said this. So, like, I want to just get to know him to see if this is what it is before I get out here and say I got a man. Because girls don't like to be adding niggas to their body count or to their lineup. Or, like, no woman ain't doing that shit. Like, girls be trying. Like, when we on something, we be trying to be on that shit. And so, as for me personally, mm-hmm. I be wanting to make sure like you is who you say you is, because when I pop out, and it's not even about a pop out, so to speak, but it's like when I choose my nigga, when I'm not scared to say this the nigga that I'm fucking with, when I trust a person to that extent.
So as a nigga, right? So like, what if it's a nigga who do want you to post him, or a female that do want you to post him? I'm supposed to wait until you're ready, or
why would you not? What would you do?
So what
you
if they
will
already
force
ready,
someone
though?
To then you?
No,
go,
I ain't forcing shit. I'm
then,
just saying though.
Then it's okay. It should be okay for you to go where you're going to feel appreciated.
So that's like, hold up. Damn, why I mute the mic? I ain't mean to do that. I'll just be doing shit. Oh, all right, bet. That's like expecting a liar to never lie again. The circumstances permit. She's going to cheat every time, no matter what you do. Hey, listen, that's what I'm saying, right? So I'm be real. Bitch, you don't want to. Yeah, I'm going to just think you cheating already. Like, bro, y'all be tripping, bro. I don't, to each his own, bro. But to deal with me, that is what be going on, bro. I don't really be tripping, like, bro. I ain't for everybody. Everybody ain't for me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody don't rock to the same motion of the boat. You feel what I'm saying? Like
this be my thing. Once we establish that though, you go your way, I go my way.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, don't fuck with me. Like, don't see me in a place and try to, like, niggas be trying to, like, see you out and, like, make a scene or let it be known that it been something going on. Like,
yeah, if
the shit was kept private, keep that shit private. Like, that go for y'all girls, too. Y'all be getting mad when y'all see y'all shit.
Nah, I don't know if she really fuck with you. She gonna post you because we love to show off. So if we don't, obviously, thank you. And that coming from a fucking woman. You feel what I'm saying? Like, not saying that. I don't think I'm saying this. You got something on the back burner. You ain't sure about the situation. That's my thing. You're not sure. You're not all the way locked in and committed to the situation. You still got thoughts in the back of your head. It don't even got to be about another nigga.
What's wrong with a person not being sure, though?
Okay, like, that's what we're doing.
You would rather for somebody to not be sure, but don't even give you no clue that they're not sure. And you just out here living your life with a motherfucker, and then they tell you, oh, I wasn't sure the whole time. Or you would rather for somebody to just show you that shit up front and give you the chance to decide if you want to fuck with them or not.
Yeah, I'd rather that, for sure. But I'm saying, though, when you giving me that decision, that's all going on. And don't act like you don't know why. Don't act like you don't know the why.
Now, that is hard for women to accept. Man. I ain't gonna lie. That's hard for a woman to accept.
Like, bro, like, it be like, bro, we
but too. But it shouldn't come. It doesn't always have to come to that, though. If you fucking with me, how we been fucking with each other, why are we changing how we fucking with
because
each other?
You know
just
how
because.
We came in fucking with each other, too. Like, start acting slow. So if both of us came in fucking with each other while all of a sudden we was fucking with other people, okay, we cutting our people off at the same time. Now we gradually get to where we get to. We get to where we get to. You still ain't show? Oh, we still got the guy that I still got to prove to you the type of nigga I am because you still ain't show? I done did every fucking thing. I done did 9 out of 10 things, but you waiting on that last 10 for me to show you that I'm the nigga that you need me to be? Girl, please.
You spitting.
I'm just saying.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just saying, though, because, like, you wouldn't even be giving me as much time if I wasn't that nigga anyway. So, that's what I'm saying, bro. A nigga like me, I take a peep into the mind. Like, fuck all that. Bitch, you all the way submissive or you're not. You know what I'm saying? Like, rather be little slick shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you can't show your nigga that you appreciate him. You can't show your nigga that this is where you want to be at. You can't show your nigga that, hey, I ain't nobody else got my attention right now. I'm just fucking with you. Because women and niggas is different. Because I can walk by that fat ass in the mall and, oh, shit, that shit look good, man. I'm going on about my business, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, when y'all see a nigga and lock eyes with that nigga... Erykah Badu did it the best in that See You Next Lifetime shit. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that how y'all be for real? Like, damn, I'm in a situation, but I wish I could fuck with you, but I can't. Bro, that's how that shit be. Seriously, like, bro, you got me fucked up if you think I'm about to be caught up in your little bullshit as well. Bitch, you ain't been doing enough for me to be sitting here waiting on you to act how I want you to act.
Keisha said, keep it real when you first start talking. Like,
no,
what
no, it was
it,
a comment.
Is,
it was a comment.
Which one?
Hold up, what'd she say? Well, she's like, I'm going back to it.
She was posting like, should be okay, though.
She was like, pop shit and don't got shit. Because what is shit, though? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of women be having that misconstrued,
too. Oh, that's Katina James.
Yeah, I know. What is shit, though? Because, like, y'all don't be giving up. Niggas don't be hustlers for real. Them niggas' parents died, grandparents died, left them the most money in the world. You think that nigga was working at UPS and got all that shit he got? Man, y'all, but y'all don't be doing no math for real, nah. But everybody's parents ain't dying with no lump sum and giving them a lump sum of money. Of course, that nigga popping shit.
Posting should be okay, though, if you don't pose as somebody's feelings you trying not to hurt. No, I mean, you could post. I don't have no issue. You post. Do your thing. I don't care.
Bruh, me, it ain't even it. Got to be like posting about necessarily like, oh, you posting me.
Yeah,
but
like,
bitch, you better be sharing some shit like, oh, it's this guy, y'all, that got me caught up and I can't stop thinking about him. Bitch, you better be doing something
right,
of the nature.
Right.
You just out this bitch still acting single. You just randomly changing your profile picture still. You still posting on Snapchat, looking all whatever you look like. Oh, and you just posted. let me give y'all some nigga mouth. Now I'm about to do some math. Hold on, where my other phone at? Hold on. Because I don't think I got this much.
Bitches be indecisive, thinking the grass is greener on the other side and want to make sure she ain't fucking up nothing.
If 13 niggas holler at your girl a day, times 7, that's 91 niggas.
Okay.
91 times 52 is 4732. You think she telling 4,700 niggas no?
Why the fuck do you think 13 niggas is hollering at a bitch in one day? Shay,
okay, we can do three.
Here's my thing, Jay.
We can do three.
Jay, let me
ask you. Why would
you
think three people, people be minding their business. Motherfuckers be going to work. No, yeah, if you in the club and on the scene, something like that.
Outside, but on a regular day, that's not going on.
That shit ain't got legs then. Like that bullshit run a marathon and you running one right now.
She running the fuck out that bitch.
You know, the shit you alone. Like it don't say, you know, you ain't got to admit it too much.
Ain't spitting.
But shit, like you post something, things in your inbox. It just is what it is. It is what it is. Like it ain't like if
and
you post.
And then be niggas from 14 years ago. Them niggas still hollering. Cause guess what they do. I don't give a fuck if you even heart the comment or just thumb up the comment. You still acknowledge that shit. You ain't telling that nigga that it's no chance. Nigga, please leave me alone or whatever the fuck else.
See, hold on.
Thank you.
See, like, okay. Hold on. Nene said, I'm a post so they can know, yeah, somebody handling this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, you.
Well, I think that's the wrong reason to post. If you post because you're
oh my
posting,
God.
What is it?
No, bro, because like, that's just like saying that's just like saying when she posts and she got her regular swiping up. Me and you already locked in, and in order to keep the temptation away, instead of you cutting everything off and letting it be known, because that's gonna weed out some. Not saying all niggas, but some of them.
Man, Jay, you know niggas don't care. Niggas don't care. Okay. If they post you, if you get cheated on, bro. I do not.
I'm telling you, bro. Cause listen, bro, I'm not playing with these women, boy. I'm not fucking playing.
First, let me say this, all this leeway and shit you be giving.
I'm not giving all that.
No, get the fuck on then. Exactly. I don't give shit. Like if you're gonna cheat, get the fuck on.
Man, fuck all that.
Like period, get the fuck on.
Suspicion that you cheating.
Suspicion of what, Jay?
Man, you gotta
live your life in a secure world, brother.
Bro, you talk to the most. You talk to the most secure nigga in the world.
Like,
I don't think you talk to the most secure nigga in the world, bro.
I think that people that need validation are insecure. That's just my personal feeling.
It's not nothing about no fucking validation, bro. That's validation. That's a form
anytime.
Of love, bro.
How is that? That's okay.
That's a form of love. That's just like good morning and good night.
But that might be
your good morning and good night of validation, bro.
That might be your.
You know, your person. The first thing she do when she wake up, she texting you. The first thing she do, before she goes to sleep.
Is she posting good morning to my baby on Facebook? No, she's texting me. That's fine for me.
Yoshi, you ugly as fuck. You ain't even post yourself.
I don't post myself.
So I just be talking shit.
No, I swear to God, I love that shit. Because that's me. I'm ugly as shit.
Bro, he not
ugly. I get bitches, but I'm ugly as shit.
He not ugly. Bro, everybody get bitches, bro.
You talking to a nigga who...
Come on, I done hung that shit up. Boy, I don't even give a fuck about these bitches no more. Like... Fuck all that getting bitches shit. Bitches can get got. Them bitches get
every
got
day.
Every day.
Every single day.
That shit don't be matter. Fuck the bitches. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a bitch gonna go, bro. That's just what it is, bro. But how I want my bitch to act, how I want to be treated, or how I want to be, bro, nigga, wake up and see, oh my damn, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't about, bro, no fucking validation. I think that's validation.
And we just gonna have to agree to disagree.
Bro, it could be validation, but get what? Let your bitch not be validating you. I'm all in her inbox. Cause I don't know she got a nigga.
Me.
I don't know she got a nigga.
If she gonna go.
I don't know she got a nigga.
So fucking what?
I don't know she got a nigga. So now get
what? And what? And if then that means it ain't the one for me.
That means she could be took by a nigga like me.
I don't give if somebody could
What's
be
up,
took
bro?
And she
you?
Was never with you.
So you don't care if
she could be took, she was never with you.
So it's not about the girl like posting you per se, but just letting it be known that she fucking with somebody.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm talking about posting you. I'm talking about posting you. I'm just talking about posting you.
So when we gonna get to that?
When we married, nigga. Before that, we ain't doing shit.
This nigga right here tripping, boy.
Before that, we ain't doing shit.
Man, bro.
Before that, we ain't doing shit.
This nigga right, he still be trying to fuck till he get married. That's all that shit is, man.
No, when you get married, no, I believe that you.
I don't know why he feel. He feel like that is validation, bro.
It is validation.
I don't know why niggas feel
why,
like that.
Why do?
Because
why
do motherfuckers we need, don't
why do we
be.
Need, why do we?
Motherfuckers not celebrities. You are not a celebrity to want a fucking private life that bad. What?
I do,
what is
I
coming?
Do, I want to live my life in private.
What is coming out of? What
living
is
your
coming,
life in private?
Listen, ho. What is coming out of a motherfucker knowing this your bitch? Or you knowing this this who she dealing with, this who you dealing with. What the fuck is coming out of that?
What is coming out of not
that
doing
simple
that?
Relationship shit.
What is simple relationship shit? Because we live in a social... What if I didn't have social media
bro,
at all?
But what if I don't have social media at
all?
Bro.
What if I don't have social media at all?
Bro, you trying to win an argument. You talking about the
I'm
fucking what
you
is.
A question.
You got
I'm asking
one,
a question.
Ain't it? You got one, ain't it?
What? I do, but I don't...
Okay, but now we can't
say,
ask the question
But what
no
did
more.
I say? I don't post myself and I don't post nobody else.
Yeah,
so
bro.
What?
Guess what, bro?
Exactly.
It be niggas like me, I be lurking.
What lurk? Have a good
I be
time.
Lurking. You
lurking
think,
on what?
You think this your bitch? Y'all just having y'all the grand
I
old
don't
time?
I don't think a goddamn thing.
You think?
Some females will let you know.
Hunger. Oh, she told you it was girls night. She told you going out with her homegirl. Get where she at? On Julio getting bent
what,
over.
Well, if you allow
getting
that.
Getting processed to hell.
If you allow that.
How you not going to allow it?
What the fuck you mean?
You already allowed
allow
a bitch
shit?
Not to post you? You already allowed a bitch not to let niggas know that, hey, I can't be touched.
She ain't posting me not because she don't want to. She posted me because I done told her not to. It's a difference.
That's your ass. I know I hit that one.
That social media shit be so touchy with me because exactly. I post a lot. I slow down so much. I don't post that much. But on Snap, I used to go crazy on Snap Story for days. And
thank you.
People felt like whatever I didn't post was not valid. And that is so weird so for people to feel like that.
I don't believe
it. Like,
because the motherfucker that been loved out loud and got hurt.
No, that ain't it. That ain't it.
That's what
that
is.
That
bro.
Is not it. I just think that you is. Got, you just, I, my personal thing is it don't bother me.
He ain't no coach, bro. He recording vibe. He recording the podcast. He ain't no coach right now. That's not who that is. I have to be very specific about that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But yeah, why wouldn't you want to be loved out loud? Me personally, I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do shit because I know another nigga can't do it like me. Or, you know what I'm saying? That just be my vibe, bro. And it can't be like a little bit of appreciation with that. Bitch, you ain't got to post me Monday through Sunday. You ain't got to post me every week. Because I'm going to get tired of that too. Just a little something. Like, I post a picture and all these hoes on it and you ain't on it. We on, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, we... I don't know. I feel like you don't want me.
This is so funny.
That's so funny because
niggas really do think like that. And I think
niggas think like what?
It don't be like
niggas really think like that. Some niggas really think like that. Like,
yeah, you got that.
Oh,
right.
You ain't on my shit. You don't how I know you like me. Like, that's so funny.
But how do the nigga know? Cause a lot of y'all coming with unemotional vibes.
Oh shit.
Y'all coming scarred and torn already. So it be on some shit like a nigga can't tell. You're not even giving us the slightest idea. So if I got the fucking ass, at least I care about you enough to ask. Because if I got to guess about it.
Well, listen, Jay, let me ask you a question.
When you fucking
go ahead,
with a woman and if you can't tell if she like you or not, it's because she doesn't want you to be able to know. Whatever her reason is.
Okay.
Whatever her reason is, that woman don't want you to know. Because any woman that wants you to know how she feels, she's going to let you know how she feel. That's a fucking fact. But when they ain't telling you it because they don't want you to know, they want to keep you confused for whatever reason.
Okay, so here's my question. Nikki said, make me feel special type of shit. So what if a person, because that's sometimes how I evaluate people too, because sometimes people who post the most about their relationship is the most motherfuckers that's doing other shit.
Man, how you can get that out of that? But you want to be private and you can't get the most.
Can I get my question out?
Man, fuck.
Can
no,
I get my question
you
out, Jay?
Goddamn valid.
Okay,
just
okay. On that note,
Lord have mercy.
On that note, show's over.
This what we ain't gonna do, nigga. This what we ain't gonna do. We ain't just gonna be cutting my shit off. Cut my music back off. Fuck. fuck that. Cut my shit back off. Nope. We ain't done.
Time
we
is
ain't
up.
Fucking done. We ain't fucking done. You see how he get when he get on his ass, man? About to have to find me somebody else. This nigga Yoshi tripping, man.
Hey, don't do that. You ain't going nowhere.
I'll show your black ass.
Show me something
then. I'm already popping on Facebook, nigga.
All right, I got down. Make it happen.
I'm going to show you something. Don't worry about it. Let's show you something. Let's show y'all ass up. Hey, man. You've been tuning into the episode of Peas of the Pod, man. We back next week, man. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. Peace.